The Bloomington City Council decided to require businesses to register and pay a fee and approve boat dock regulations at Lake Bloomington. Mayor Terry Renner is in studio to talk about all that. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Mayor Renner, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Charlie, and I just want to compliment you because your listeners can't hear or see you, but you got a great tie on today.
One of the few days you'll see a tie. Alderman last night approved a business registration program. It will require current and future businesses to register and pay a one-time $50 fee. Home-based businesses and charities are exempt. What did you think of this proposal?
I think it's long overdue. I do agree with Alderwoman Painter, who I'm paraphrasing what she said yesterday, that she thinks that she was kind of shocked that we did not have a system of business registration. So regardless of the $50 fee, the fact that we have business registration is critical for us in terms of economic development. And as was demonstrated by Austin Grammer, our economic development coordinator, we can begin to see what the impact of one business or another might have. We can GPS it. There's a lot of applications, but also for our first responders, the police chiefs and fire chiefs, if they know what the story is inside a particular building before they go inside, that's helpful. And if there's heaven forbid, a disaster of some form, we know who to contact, not just whose name is on a property tax bill and an address. So this is long overdue. And obviously the town of Normal does it, and certainly virtually every metro city. I have yet to find a metro city that does not register businesses, even small cities.
Alderman Jamie Matthey and Scott Black voted against it. Matthey said he was worried business owners might not hear about the program in time to comply. How aggressive do you want city staff to be in getting the word out and completing this new requirement?
Well, a couple things. Jamie made the remark before it was clear that people would not have a fine beforehand. So the city staff made it clear that if they found out about a business, even if maybe they had been operating, let's say, out of their home for a year or 6 months or whatever, that they would give them notice once they found out that a business existed, and they would have 30 days to comply. So there would, you're not just going to get a fine in the mail all of a sudden. So we want to be clear about that. So I think that the city staff needs to be as aggressive as possible to directly answer your question. But I think the concerns of Alderman Matthey were addressed by staff, and I don't think they're serious concerns at this point.
Let's share a comment we saw on Facebook from Justin Boyd, your former campaign manager, McCountry financial agent here in town, who owns his own shop downtown. He says the business registration he gets, but the fee is counterproductive to economic development. The first year, he can understand there being higher administrative costs, but going forward, it could be absorbed fairly easily. Do you think the fee is counterproductive to economic development?
No, and actually, it's a fee, a one-time fee. So I would absolutely agree with Justin that there may be and there will be a spike in administrative costs up front, and that's what the $50 fee is up front. So this is not $50 a year, it's one time. And so if you pay it and you are in business for 25 years, that's the only $50 you will have ever given the city.
For that purpose.
For that purpose, yes, correct.
Alderman last night also approved other fee increases that will affect Bloomington businesses. A movie theater will see its annual license fee triple from 35 cents per year to a dollar. The electrical contractor annual license fee will jump 25 bucks. An extra $5 for a public sidewalk construction permit all adds up to an extra $225,000 a year or so. Assess those fee increases, would you?
Well, let's take it at 500 feet rather than necessarily fee by fee. The big picture is that many of our fees have not been raised since the 1970s. And some of our other fees haven't been raised since the 1980s. And we have not done a comprehensive analysis in talking to all the former mayors, at least going back to Mayor Rich Buchanan. Had no memory of us doing that when he was mayor from 1977 to 85. So this a comprehensive fee analysis was long overdue for those and other charges. And this is, again, something that taxpayers have been absorbing. So if we are accruing administrative costs for administering certain programs and providing certain services, if the people whose livelihood are based on that are not paying for it, then the average taxpayer is.
Have there been substantive discussions with potential private partners that the city is privy to that would indicate that it's not time to stick a fork in this idea because it's done?
There have been some anecdotal, non-systematic conversations that I'm aware of that I've had, and I think that Mayor Coos has had, nothing that would lead us at this point to move to phase two, to our second step.
So I guess we'll keep this on the roster of questions another couple months.
Unfortunately, yes, you'll keep this on the roster of questions. I think that there is certainly a need for soccer. There's any kind of multi sports complex would have economic benefits for the community, but not to the tune of $41 million.
Last week, the City Council met in a preliminary way on zoning updates, something you said would be controversial because of its nature. How would you assess that session and the direction the Council laid out?
Well, I think at this point it was still at whatever metaphor you want to use, 500 feet, 1,000 feet, whatever. It was very, very general. What we have to keep in mind is our comprehensive plan should be guiding this, and that is infill. And that is we have learned the cost of sprawl, with our sewer systems, the cost of sprawl with our 911 emergency communications, the cost of sprawl for parks and police. So that's what our comprehensive plan that over 8,000 people were involved in had strongly supported. So as we're going forward, we need to begin to prepare for infill rather than our historic tendency towards sprawl and sprawl and sprawl.
Mayor Terry Renner of Bloomington, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Thank you, Charlie.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Next week, we'll hear from Normal Mayor Chris Coos. This is 89.1 and WGLT.org.